without the intention behind it. We actually sang a couple of songs about what I'm talking about tonight. The older Reformed people love to make everything, the prophecies, to be fulfilled with Christ's first coming. And so the Lord reigning is supposed to have been fulfilled with his first coming, but it happens with his second coming. The uttermost parts of the earth. Psalm 2:8, ask of me, God says to his son, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. This verse struck me. I had heard someone say when I was in seminary that we shouldn't ask God for what he has clearly promised us. That would be like lacking faith. And this sounded reasonable until I came to this verse where God the Father says to God the Son, I want you to ask of me this thing that we're planning to do together since the beginning of time. God wants us to speak to him of the things that he promises. This phrase, the uttermost parts of the earth, it's kind of a colorful, comprehensive phrase, usually translated ends of the earth. It occurs no less than 30 times in the Old Testament, 5 in the New. The verse is our text, in our text is God's promise to his son. We see that going back to verse 7, and it appears repeatedly. Look with me at Psalm 22:27. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn unto the Lord, unto Jehovah. All the kindreds of the nation shall worship before thee. This is that universal worldwide kingdom. Psalm 72:8. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, from the river unto the ends of the earth. Micah 5:4, he shall stand and feed or rule in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide. For now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. I'm reading a book about how to interpret the book of the Revelation, excellent book. And the point that he's making is if you turn prophecy into this symbolic stuff, then it, who knows what it promises? It's just some general thing. You know, if you're going through difficulty and I take your hand and I pat it and I'm saying, I'm sure everything will work out, it's not very comforting, you know. God, outside of time, sees all things and says, I'm telling you, it will be okay. That's comforting because he sees the end. He knows the end from the beginning. This divine Son, whose future dominion will extend to the uttermost parts of the earth, is also the creator of the ends of the earth. Proverbs 30, verse 4, who hath ascended up into heaven or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fist? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? What is his son's name, if thou canst tell? We can tell. We know. We know him personally. He who both created and will ultimately regain all the ends of the earth will also be their judge. We see in 1 Samuel 2:10, the adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them, and the Lord shall judge the ends of the earth. He shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointed, literally the Messiah. When Christ returns, it's not so much just taking vengeance on his enemies. He's taking a vengeance on the enemies of his loved ones. He is coming to stop the criminal activity of Satan and the Antichrist and the false prophet against his children. There are many unsaved that God does not judge and condemn and kill. They are his enemies, but these are those who are hurting his own beloved. And so he fights against them. That's the motive of the movement of God in judgment. However, at this time, Christ is not honored, either as creator or as coming king. You look around and you see the average person, one of the last things he's thinking about is Christ the king, Christ the ruler, Christ the redeemer, Christ the creator. Isaiah 53:3, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Horrible way to treat the king of everything. This, in spite of the fact that he's provided salvation for men, the new covenant means that before God created man, he put in place the plan of salvation, the predestined plan of salvation. It was waiting for Christ to come to put it into effect, to execute the basis of the plan. And then it's a matter of you and I accepting it, that we get to be a part of that new covenant plan. So he has planned salvation for all men. Acts 13:47, for so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. He's also set into motion his great plan to reconcile the world to himself. Isaiah 45:22, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God. There is none else. You can't look to anyone else for salvation. You can, of course, but that's foolishness. Only one God. Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. We are to cover the planet. 2 Corinthians 5:19, to wit that, here's what our message is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. This is one of those verses that convinced me that the Calvinist way of thinking was in error, because this is something that he did. This work has been accomplished. Not imputing their trespasses unto them, hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. He has accomplished, he's reconciled the world, and we're to say, be reconciled. We're to urge them to cooperate with that plan. The plan has been accomplished in Christ. So, he sees the end. He sees that's going to be the way of it. Antichrist is going to have the arms of the Christians of the time bent back behind their back. They're ready to cry out for mercy. He's going to kill them all. And Jesus Christ comes riding down in vengeance on those who are hurting his loved ones. can understand that. Uttermost parts of the earth. He created it. He offers salvation to it. And he will rule it.